KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Welcome to a Friday. In the news for today, Amador County fire crews rolled to a reported vegetation fire yesterday afternoon. The fire, first reported just before 2 o'clock off of Bell Road in the Shenandoah Valley. When crews first arrived, the fire had quickly grown to about 4 to 5 acres. The fire was burning in a field of mowed grass. Crews remained on scene battling the fire from both the ground and the air. Crews were released at 5 o'clock, with one crew remaining on scene for mop-up. The fire had burned some 18 acres. According to reports from the scene, the fire possibly was caused by a mower being operated by a farmer. Now, this again is a reminder of how quickly a fire can spread by just a spark. If you need to use mechanical equipment near vegetation or in vegetation, be sure you do so prior to 10 a.m. and never when it's windy or excessively dry. Elsewhere in the news today, the Amador County District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that murder and attempted murder charges against Volcano resident Jeffrey Johnston have been dropped at this time due to insufficient evidence. Johnston was charged with the murder of Volcano resident Vanessa Plue and the attempted murder of Jared Wilkinson. Now, District Attorney Todd Reby said that ever since Johnston was arrested and charged with the murder, the investigation had been ongoing, but that it was the recent examination and analysis of physical evidence by the DOJ that convinced prosecutors that the tide and weight of the evidence had changed such that it was no longer possible to prove Johnston's guilty of murder to a unanimous jury beyond a reasonable doubt. Reby went on to say that his office will find justice for the victims and hold whoever is responsible accountable. Well, Calaveras County has launched a new website to aid with 2021 redistricting. Every 10 years, local governments are required to use new census data to redraw their district lines. The 2020 census data is expected to be received by October. The county will then review the data and determine if the supervisorial district boundaries need to be reapportioned to equally divide the population between the five districts. Now, the county redistricting website can be accessed by going through the Calaveras County Elections Department. The first public hearing on redistricting will be held in conjunction with the June 15th Calaveras County Board of Supervisors meeting. Well, Californians applying for a real ID from the DMV now have one less document to provide during the application process. Following an update to federal rules, the DMV, as of yesterday, no longer requires applicants to provide a Social Security card or W-2 to prove that they have a Social Security number. Californians can now simply provide their Social Security number. The process can be started online by filling out an application. Californians can bring their confirmation code and documents to the DMV office at their convenience, even the same day, and get the express service with no appointment required. Now, once at the service window, it now takes less than 10 minutes to complete the process. The DMV plans to streamline the real ID process so that customers can upload required documents, avoid long lines, and get a real ID well in advance of the federal enforcement date. Well, tonight, Main Street Theater Works is turning the spotlight on the original 1933 film King Kong, with a drive-in movie event in the parking lot behind the St. Catherine Drexel Parish on Prospect Drive. The gates open up and pre-show festivities begin at 7:30, starting with a costume contest. Dress in your best 1930s glamour and have your picture taken with the king. You can purchase refreshments at your car from Car Hops, as well as raffle tickets for a chance to win some specialty-themed baskets. At 8:30, the cartoons begin, followed by a newsreel from the 1930s and coming attractions. Then, at 8:45, King Kong hits the silver screen. Tickets for the event are $25 per carload and can be purchased at the gate. For more information about this evening's fun family event, as well as MSTW's 2021 summer season, go to mstw.org. And again, a reminder for you, the application deadline for the 2021 Miss Amador competition extended until next Thursday, the 27th. Applications must be delivered to the fair office by 4 p.m. For more details and application forms, visit amadorcountyfair.com. And swim lessons will be offered at the Jackson Pool this summer. Information can be obtained by going to the City of Jackson website. Registration is by mail and is open until June 3rd. Jackson will be the only pool giving lessons this year in the county. Again, for more information, visit the Jackson City website. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.